base. We learned yesterday the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahane, Zaymer, Vetzorich, La'etzim, Chayef Shtayim. The person is pruning a tree, Vetzorich, La'etzim, he needs to use the Eitzim, Chayef Shtayim, he's Chayef because of Zaymer, he's Chayef because of Kaitzer. Zok Taisvis, Vetzorich, La'etzim, Nire. Da filu le Rabbi Yehuda de machayev melocha she'ena tzricha legufe. Afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that even though a person is doing the melocha without the purpose that the melocha was done in the Mishkan. Let's say meleches kibui. Meleches kibui was done in the Mishkan. They wanted to make chomim. They wanted to make coals. That was the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person is mechabe aish, even though he has no intent in making pchamim, that also falls into the category of meleches mechabe. So one would think that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ikar iser is the tzuras ha-meloche. If he's making the meloche of kibui, he is chayef. It does not matter what his intent is, as long as he's doing the tzuras hamalacha. Here it says in the Gemara that Rav Kahane said one is chayef for koitzer if it's tzorich leitzim, if he needs the yitzim. So Taisvis held, since the Gemara did not bring the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if a malacha shein tzricha leguf is chayef apotah, the Gemara says stam, you're only chayiv on kaitzev et zorch leitzim, is nire da filo rab Yehuda de mechayiv meloche shein etzricha legufe, beinen zorch leitzim. Here, if he's cutting branches, and he does not want to use the eitzim, so, de loy mikri be eitzim kaitzer elo beinyin ze. Meleches kaitzer was only said if the ktsira was for to use the Eitzim. So this is, it's not called a melacha cheshuva. Ktsire without an intent of using the Eitzim is not called melacha skaitza. Kibui is called a melacha even though he doesn't want to make pchamim. But the melacha of ktsire is only, one is only oiva melacha ktsire if he wants to use the Eitzim. And Taisva says, you think this is a big chiddush? So Taisa says there are other malachis that also have this same tnai. Midi dahave akareya almenas litver, umoichik almenas lichtayv. So the pashtus of Taisvis is saying that by kareya almenas litver, that is a tnai in malachis kriya. It is not called a kareya unless is kareya almenas litver. Is not called a moichik unless it's almenas lichtoiv. And bekevege blives by a tzorich ion on this taisvis, because the Gemara says later that a kerei al meisa is chayiv. So you see that meleches kriya is, it's called meleches kriya even though it's not almenas litver. In taisvis says for a dova poshit, that it is not called a kereya if it is not almanas litva. Uchidama Rabbi Yochanan lekamon beperik chavis. And then Taisus brings another tzir that it only has the tzuras hamalacha if it was done for a certain purpose. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows: Echot kvoshim veechot shleikes. Kvashim are yirokis which were soaked in vinegar and wine, and shleikis were vegetables that were cooked. Shesachta, and he squeezes out the liquid that is absorbed in the shvakim and shleikis. He squeezes it out. So it says as follows: Ligufan, if the purpose of squeezing is out because he wants to have a dry yerek, it is too juicy for him. So the whole purpose of squeezing it out is letzairech gufam, is mutter. You're allowed to do it. Limei mehem. But what if he squeezes it out because he wants the juice? Chayev Chatos. So Taisus asks, Vamai Shari Legufa. L'chayre, here you have the pula of schita that is being done. Whatever the kavon is. Now what will we say? That the schita, the mishkan was, they squeezed the machel because they wanted the juice. Here we're squeezing it, not litzoyrech, of that existed in the Malachas HaMishkam. So this is a Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa. Now Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa, filo according to Rab Shimon, is also me the Rabban. V'amai Shari Legufa, lehevik a Malachas Shein Tzricha Legufa. Halatayim alavi Shein Derech Disha Bikach. So we see there are certain Malachas that even though the Tzulas HaMalach is being done, but if it is done for a different purpose, it loses the shame Malach. So Memela Sotaisva says the same Malach applies by Koitzel. If it's not Lutzerich Eitzim, he's not Tzorich Leitzim, so he's not Chayim Alts Malachas Koitzel. Zogt die Gemara weiter. V'hachoyresh. It says in the Mishnah that Achoyresh is one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. Tone, Achoyresh, someone who plows, Vachoyfer, someone who digs, Vachoyreitz, someone makes indentations in the ground. Kulam Malacha Achasein. It's all one Malacha, it's all one Av. So Rashi says, Achoyreitz, Oysa Cheritzin Bekarki, he's making indentations in the ground. Malacha Achasein. Eine chayev ela achas. If he did all three, he's only chayev one kolben. The kule lirfuye ara avide. Yesterday we had mentioned that the according to the Rambam, could be according to Rashi, also all these three are aves, but it is the same of, the same purpose, done with different eifanim. The pula is differently, plowing, digging, and scratching in the ground, but it's all one tachlis, so it's all the same of, and the behele mechad, one is chayiv, one kol. Omer Rav Sheshes, hoysa loy gavshushis, he had a mound of earth, v'notlo, and he took it off. He smoothed the kalke, so it's not so bumpy. Bebayis, chayiv mishim boine. So we did this bebeisoy, so that's a chayiv binyim. Besode chayiv mishim chayresh. Besode is chayiv mishim chayresh. So Rashi says, gav shushish, tail cotton, a small mound of earth. Bebayis shayich binyim. Shemiskaven lahashva is kakeisoy. So this is called a binyim of, that's a binyim of the bayis. Mishim chayresh, the merapi are. By taking off the mound of earth, Lamaise, the earth in that place will become soft. It wasn't stepped on the whole time. So Memelis will be chayiv al tzchayish. Omar Rava oiso loy guma v'timimo. What if it's the opposite? He had a hole and he filled up the hole with earth. Bibayis chayiv mishum boine. Is chayiv al tzboine. Besode mishum chayish. This is a very big chiddush that even though he's bringing soft earth to fill up the karke, this also falls into the category of chayish. Let us see Rashi. Gume v'tomimo be'ofar. He stuffed the hole with ofar. Hainu chayish. Sha'ofar shemila boy have rofui. That way he filled it up with soft dirt, so the dirt is soft. V'toiv lezriye. So now it is good to plant in this mokim. Before that there was a hole in the ground, so one would not be able to plant something in one row together with the rest of the field. So now by putting the soft earth in this gumeh, so this falls into the category of chayresh. Amar Rabbi Abba, the person is a chayfer gume, he digs a hole, but the purpose is not because he needs the hole, he needs the offer. Potter alay, so he's potter, he's not chayev achatas. ואפילו לרב יהוד דומה מלוכה שנצריכה לגוף החיה ולאי, אפילו לא קוראים את הרב יהוד. קוראים את הרב יהוד, למעשה he's making a hole. L'chayre is making the hole not for the purpose for making the hole. He's making the hole because he wants the earth, and that's why he's making the hole. So l'chayre, this should be a meloch. He's doing meleches binyan. He's doing, but he's he doesn't need the binyan. So it should be a meloch shein tzricha legufe. So the Gemara says, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold a meloch shein tzricha legufe schayim hanemili misakim? That is takif, he needs the hole. So Mimele, even though he's not digging for the hole, Abba Kapanim is doing the malach, he's doing malachis binyan. Abba Hai Mekalkalu, but here if he does not need the hole, so he's a Mekalkal. So he's not Chaya because he's Mekalkal the Kalke. Zat Rashi, Eloli Afra, he's digging the hole because he needs the offer, Lechasais Tzoya. He needs dirt to cover Tzoya. Potter Alei. Ve'ein kam mishum binyan bebayis the kilkalu, because he's mekalkal the kakois abayis ulizriyan ami leichazi, and in a field it's also not good to be zereya, a hole is fakert, so the one cannot plant in a straight line. Aval im hayitzorich lo, if he needed it in the house, is chayiv mishum bayne. So the Chiddush is afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda beperek hamatzniya. Gabi moitzi es hameis b'mita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds if a person takes out a meis b'mita. So there he is chayiv, even though it's a malacha, shein tzricha lo gufe. So there he's a mesake. K'may moitzi es hameis l'koivroi. Einei tzorich l'gufa. There, he does not need the gufa itzo. Ein itzoich le gufa da itzo. He does not need the gufa itzo veloy le meis. Does not need the meis. We'll come back to this Rashi. Elo lefano is beisoy. The whole purpose is that he wants to empty out the house. Vayitzoh atzricha legufa kegayin shutzoich lechayfet zeh b'mokim acha. Vayitzoh atzricha legufa is that if I need this chayfet in this mokim, so that's, that was by the Mishkan. They wanted to bring the nedoves to the gaboim. So they needed the chayfet in that mokim. So that's vayitzoh atzricha legufa. That was the tachlis of the malachit. I need that the chayvet should not be here, it should be there. But here Rashi seems to say, here not, I don't need that the may should be there, I need it should not be here. I just want to get it out of the house. The tachlis of Eitzon in the Mishkan was that not the minyan de yoyme, we have a vayetze in vayelach. The tachlis of Eitzah in the Mishkan was the Vayelech, that where he's supposed to end up, not to get it out of this mokim. The tachlis of Eitzah was it should be in a different mokim. Here he just wants to lefanos beis, he wants to get it out of the house. So this malacha was not done with the purpose of the Mishkan. So therefore, it is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But L'chayre, Rashi says that Moitzi es hameis l'koivroi. So Rashi started off by saying that he wants to bury the mace. If he wants to bury the mace, so what's the difference if you want to bury a mace, or if you want to give a nedovata gabai? That means I want him out there, he should be buried there. I mean, it seems there's a positive tachlis in his pu'ula. The Rishash wants to make a grais in Rashi. The Rishash says, nearly the tzorch loima lechutz tachas lekovri. Not lekovri. Lekovri is takibita. Lecher that's a meloch atzricha legufa the Rishash held. I'm taking it out there because I want it to be there. So the Rishash makes a grais, not lekovoy. I was thinking, perhaps if we won't make a grais, L'chayre, the lotion of Rashi is very schwer. Rashi says as follows. Misakin, k'may moitzi es hameis l'kovoi. So there's a misakin. Einai tzorich l'gufe de haitzo. He doesn't need the haitzo. So that you have to understand why he doesn't need the haitzo. He needs a l'kovoi. But what does Rashi say further? V'loi l'meis. So what does Rashi mean he does not need the meis? I mean, it could be Rashi later in Perik HaMatznia, Rashi explains the lomdis of Meloche Shein Itzrich Legufa. Rashi and Rav Tzadikim Lamed Bey says as follows. Rav Shimon Poiter, Afilu B'mei Sholim, Dav Meloche Shein Itzrich Legufa. V'chol Meloche Shein Itzrich Elo L'salke Meyolov. He only has to get rid of it. Ava Meloche Shein Itzrich Legufa. De Bertzoinoi Loi Bolo, if he would be asked, Ritzaynei Loi Boloi, Loi Ho Yitzorich Lo, he doesn't need it, and he doesn't want it. Hilkach Lav Meleches Marshevesi. Rashi seems to say that the gather of Meleches Marshevesi means that one, it's a constructive Meloche that one wants to create. That is Meleches Machsheves. If the Meloche was the circumstances make him do this Meloche, and he doesn't want it, these are circumstances which are connected Ritzoinai. Ritzoinai Loi Boloi. So that is not called Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means a Choshev Meloche, what he wants to do. Not what the circumstances force him to do. That already is not, he's forced to do it. The circumstances force him to do it. But that is not considered Meleches Machsheves. The Beritzoinai Loi Boloi. He doesn't want this. This was a situation that was forced upon him. Now he has to do this Pu'ula. So it could be that's what Rashi meant, even though he took it out L'Kovroi. K'may Moitzi Es Hameis L'Kovroi. But this is different than giving an adovah to Agave. Giving an adovah to Agave, I want to give the adovah to the Gabbai. That's called Meleches Machsheves. I want to take out my money and bring it to the Gabbai. But here, even though it's Moitzi Es Hameis L'Kovroi, Eina Yitzorich L'Gufa Doitza, he doesn't need it. V'loi L'Meis, he doesn't need or he doesn't want the Meis. That means so he's forced, he was put into a situation that a Meis was dumped on him, so now he has to be metapo with the Meis. But since it's Meretzoinai Loi Boloi, so b'meila this is missing in Meleches Machsheves. Mekalkelhu as Beisa. So b'meila, since he is a Mekalkel, so therefore he is not Chayv. V'ya Koitzer. Koitzer is one of the Lamedes Melochos. Tone, HaKoitzer, HaBoitzer, VaHaGoyder, VaHaMasik, VaHaOira, Kulam, Melocha Achasem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Goyder, B'tmorim, Moisik, B'zeisim, Oira, B'tainim. So all these three are cutting, growing articles. They're different peiris. As we said yesterday, the Rav HaMagid says, it's the same Pu'ula, even though it's done with different chafetzim, that does not make it a different, it's called kulam other ovis, me'ein melocha achas. So, kulam melocha achas, and yechayiv one kol. Omar Rav Pope, hayman v'shode pisa l'dikle. A person went, now, as we know, a palm tree is not from the short shrubs, it's a tall tree. And the person wanted to have a cluster of dates. So, vikum tekatze b'davasa. He didn't have a ladder to get up to the palm tree. So he took a piece of dirt, a clump of dirt, and he threw it on the tree, and he had good aim. Va'osal tamri. And the tamarim fell down. So besides ending up with Tmorim, he ended up with he was twice Mechalel Shabbos. Chayiv Shtai. So Yischayiv, who was Beshoigik, Yischayiv took a box. Achas Mishum Toilesh, Ba'achas Mishum Mefarek. He's Toilesh from the Elon, and there's Mefarek. Mefarek, we'll see, there's a Machlekes HaRishonim, what the Mefarek is. Ravashi Yomar, Ein Derech Tlishe Bekach, Vein Derech Prike Bekach. That means he doesn't disagree that there's Toilesh in Mefarek, but this, since it's not, that is not the derech that one usually makes tlisha prika, so memele, it's a tlisha kalacha yad, so it's only awesome in the rabbona. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the shode pisa le diklo, zorak pisas rigovim le deko. He threw a clump of, a mound of earth on a deko. Va osar tamri, heishirat tmorim, the tmorim fell down. Toilish, Tilda de Kaitza. This is a Tilda of Kaitza. Mefarek, Tilda de Dosh. Now what is the Mefarek? She Mefarek Tvue Mishiboleo. He's taking off the Tvue from the Shibole. He's unloading the Tvue from the Shibole. Loshen Peirek Minachamel. Rabbeinu Levi, began with Shibus Rabbeinu Meshulam, Agoin, Matzosi, Kein, Vavzeh, Mefarek, Atmorim, Minamach, Bedeis. Now, if a person knows the dates which grow on a palm tree, there are, around the dates, that means there are clusters of dates attached to Mach Bedeis, which are leaves around the dates. And Rashi says over here is mefarek the tmorim from the machbedes, from the leaves, which the clusters are in these leaves. Rashi is unclear, but it would seem Rashi, the Ramban says pshat in the Gemara, and it would seem Rashi also holds like the Ramban. The Ramban says that Ve'emison, when this person threw the piece of the dikle, two things happened at two separate times. He says when he hit the tree, so the machbedos together with the tmorim fell down, because there the machbedos are attached to the big long branch. The machbedos fell down together with the cluster. The vial, the cluster of dates is still attached to the machbedos. When it hits the ground, it hits it with azetz, so the machbedos separate from the tmorim. So that's the two melochis. The toilish is when you're separating the machbedos from the ilon. That's the toilish. The mefarik is when you are separating the tmorim from the machbedos. And that's the mefarek. But now we get into very, very hot water. L'chere, our musik of mefarek is, and Rashi says such a lotion later, the gedder of mefarek is that you're taking it out of its levush. That means usually the gedder of disha is that, let's say you have a kernel of wheat and there's husks surrounding it and you take it out of the husk. So memela, that is mefarik. And here's a levush. That is all the tzium, schite, which is a teudav, dosh. All these things, you have something inside something else, and you take it out. That is meleches disha. Here lechayre, the tmarim are dates, and they're attached to these machbedes, which are these are lulav leaves. They're attached to these machbedes, lulav leaves, which are spread out. So it's attached to that, and you are detaching the fruit from this long branch, these machbedes, these branches, or these long lulav leaves. So what kind of a mefarik is there? So he says, you see from the Ramban, the Aval Gav, she'enoi mefalkoi mehalevush v'haklipe sheloi, even though he's not taking it out from something that's surrounding it, but he's detaching it from psoilis that it was mechubel to litzta. So you, this was attached to the marbedis, and now it became detached. Choshiv dosh. This is called dosh. And later we'll see, later he brings a raya from Rashi Vaita that Rashi holds like that. So he asks, according to this, will come out a meiridike chumre, that a person should not be allowed to eat grapes on Shabbos if they're on a cluster. He's also taking it off from the stem. This is mamish the same thing. If you see a picture of the machbedos and the dates are attached to the machbedos, you take it off, it's attached to it. And this here, the grapes are attached to the cluster, grapes are attached to the stem, you're taking it off. Why isn't this chayiv altsdosh? That's an egleitals kashe. And the egleital maise answers this kashe as follows. He found the Sefer HaTrumis. The Sefer HaTrumis says that one is permitted to peel garlic Shabbos. So the Sefer HaTrumis asks, why isn't that dosh? What is the difference if you're taking out a kernel from a husk, or you're taking out the garlic from the outside klipas? It's mamish the same thing. Why isn't this dish? And the teretz is, which he says the Sefer HaTrumis is a bissel fagreis, but he wants to say the teretz is as follows. Meleches Disha applies to a machel, which usually you separate the machel from the psoilas, not b'shas achila. You separate it much before and you store it, like the kernels of wheat. You know, not when you're eating, I take a kernel and take off the husk. That is not when one takes off. When they stored the kernels, or before they went to making flour, they took off the husks from the kernels. And the same thing, let's say when people eat dates, they don't bring to the tish amachbedes, a big branch, and they start taking off the dates. That's not the derech achila, fakir. If you cut down a branch for some practical reason, because there's 10 clusters of dates attached to the branch, you cut it off there. Later, when you deliver it to the house, the dates are put on the table, not the date together with the big branch. So memele, that is meleches dishe. Meleches dishe is, because this is a process before, that this is a process that is done not b'shas achila, this is a process that is done much before the achila, to separate the oichel from the psoilas ha-mechubaboy. This is mefarei. This falls into the category of dishin. Masha enkein, by garlic, it seems that the seder was that when they wanted to eat a piece of garlic, then fakert, then they used to take off the sholachs from the garlic and eat then the garlic. So that the seder achila was, it's the derech is lekelfoy b'shas achila. Something what the steiger is to be kelef b'shas achila, that does not fall into the category of disha, of mefarek. Since that is the way it is usually done, your kailav b'shas achila, so it does not fall into the category of disha. So hu adin, that is the shteger by grapes. If a person has a cluster of grapes, the shteger is, you don't take off the grapes before and put them all in a plate. You bring the cluster to the table, and that's how the grapes are eaten. So memele, so this is derech achila, not disha. Ma she'en kein, by the tmorim, min amachbedois, this is not the derech achila. They are separated at a previous time. So this falls into the category of dishim. And but some uim de kechidish, that we see that is a new gather of dishim, even though the psoilis is not surrounding the machel, not just mechubel to the machel. This is the Shitas HaRamban that says klo like that, and it seems that Rashi also says this. Mefarik HaTmorim min HaMachbedos. Because the Ramban, the Loshna Ramban is, Shenitloshim im HaMachbedos B'Shah Machmas Teshod HaPisa L'Dikla. They fall off together with the Machbedos when it breaks off from the tree. That's Rashi says, Mefarik HaTmorim min HaMachbedos. It seems this is Rashi Shita also. Va'achas mishum mefarik. Now Tosfos had a different girsa than we have in Rashi. Ein nira l'ri kemoi shemefarish Rashi. Tosfos had a girsan Rashi, not that you are separating the tmorim from the machbedos, no, you are separating the tmorim from the ilon. That is what Rashi said. That is the mefarik. So Tosfos doesn't like this. Why doesn't Tosfos like this? So Tosfos doesn't say. But the Chedush Yeran does say, he says there are two kashas. He says, if you'll say separating the tmorim from the tree is called mefarik, so he says every teilish is chayiv shtayim. So every teilish, I mean that's the kash of Rashi, mefarik means to unload. The peiris are a load on the tree, I'm unloading it, so that's melachas mefarik. So memela every teilish should be chayiv shtayim. So number one. And number two, the Chedush Yaran says that Meleches Mefarik is not b'mechuba. Meleches Mefarik is only b'tolish, not b'mechuba. That's why Taka is no melech. That's why when the Ramban said it worked in two steps. That first he was Oiva Meleches Tolish when he separated the Machbedes from the tree, and when it fell, he was Oiva. When he fell, he was Oiva Meleches Mefarik. Yeah. Agavuch, according to the Ramban, is Gishmak, the Kefal Haloshna of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein Derech Tlisha Bekach, Ein Derech Prike Bekach. According to the Ramban, there were two different pulas. The Tlisha was with the mud. The Prike was with the force of the fall. So they're two. So he says you're not toilish this way, and you're not toilish this way. According to the other Rishonim, I mean, it's like you don't ain't der tlisha prika bekach. Like it's everything was done with the pisa. So the kefal aloshin is very geshmak according to the Ramban. Baches mishum mefarik, ein nira lirikam ayishim meforish Rashi, shemefarik ilon mimasoy min ha-peirish olof. Elo kemoish ha-peirish chabeinu Shmuel, sheyesh al ha-tmorim klipo al yoinim. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, on the tmorim there is a klipe, outside sholachs, uchshuhu make b'tmorim, mefarik es ha-klipo min ha-tmorim. So Memele, so when he hits the Tmorim, so he separates the Klipa from the Tmorim, Vavel Kamaidosh, and Mefarikas Atzvua Minashi Boilas. So that's what we have here, three Pshotim, what the Mefarik is, if it's from the Machbedis, if it's from the Elon, or it's from the Klipa. Mefarik, Perish Rashi, the Have Tilda de Dosh, that Mefarik is a Tilda of Dosh, Vikosher Rabbeinu Tam, the Bishili Amatzniya Omar, the Gemara in Seif Amatzniya says, the Chaylev Chayev Mishum Mefarik. That Chaylev is Chayev Alts Mefarik. We have it till the Didosh, if we will say that Mefarik is a till the Didosh, Omar Lekamon, the Gemara says in Seif, Klal Godel, Gabi HaPeitzei Achilozain, if a person goes and squeezes out the chilozon. He wants to get the dam of the chilozon out. So there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon, if you're chayiv out dishe, dila Rabbonon ain't dishe ela begidulei kalke. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need gidulei kalke. So we hear via Machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda, if Meleches Disha applies by something that's not Gedulei Karka. And therefore, according to the Rabbonon, if a person squeezes out the blood of the Chilos, and he's not Chayim al Disha, because it's not Gedulei Karka. So the Rabbi Netam asks, so if you will say that Mefalik is a tilde de dosh, so how is, so if a person milks an animal, why is he Chayim al Mefarek? It's ain't disha be gedule karke, ella be gedule karke, and an animal is not gedule karke. That was the Rabbeinu Tam's kash. The ain loimal. So now he wants to say, maybe I'll say a teretz. Why? The dav kechilozain shehu dot potri rabbonon lehave gedule karke. A fish is not called gedule karke. Why is a fish not gedule karke? Because it does not grow from things that grow on the earth. Its oifen of sustenance is from the water. But it does not grow and live and thrive from something, from the earthly part, from the plants of the earth. Avo b'choylev mechayev, but choylev as chayev, the behemah shiva gedule karke, because a behemah is choshev gedule karke. Kedemuchach bereish bekol ma'arvin. The Gemara says in bekol ma'arvin that one can purchase with mois ma'iser sheni something that's gedule karke. We learn how a klal prat, so it has to be gedule karke. Now, you could buy behemoths with mois maiser sheni. Why is it called gedule karke? So we see that a behemoth is called gedule karke since it thrives from the plants that grow on the earth. That's called gedule karke. It thrives and it lives from the things that grow out of the earth. So memela is for him for the kashin. That a dog does not thrive from things that grow out from the earth. So a male, a dog is not gedule karke, so they the rabbonin say there's no chiv of the disha. Mashenken, an animal is called gedule karke. So the many times says, ain loima. No, that's no teretz. Why? Dal kochach, let's start thinking. Time at the rabbonin, mishum diyafin lohu, misamamon, mishebe mishka. How did the rabbonin come to this conclusion that ain disha elabi gedule karke? Because you learn out the disha which existed in the Samamonim Shebe Mishkan. These were the vegetable dyes that grew from the earth. The indisha elo begidule kalke. Is legabe dovo hagodel mamish mina kalke lechshive beheime gidule kalke. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that it matters. That means even though Gabi Maiser Shani, where there you have a klal prata klal, and you have a gili that you can buy behemoths also. So there we have a gili that's something that thrives from things that grow on the earth is also called gedule karke. But if you are learning out from something that mamish grew from the earth, havi yosei mina karke, so then you cannot be medama a behemoth to that. Because a behemah is not mamish gedule karke. So if the makor of gedule karke is because it has to be similar to the samamonim is not, the samamonim is havyoson mina karke. The samamonim, their whole existence is from the karke. Not they eat, they thrive from the karke. The whole existence is from the karke. It's lagabi dova hagodol mamish mina karke, lechshive behemah gedule karke. Where do you see this? The Gemara says that there's an issa lo yisachsim shoyer b'dishoy, or by dayish the poyel is allowed to eat. So the Gemara darshens ma dayish miyuchid shegedulei karke o poyel oichel boy. By dishe it is gedulei karke. Afkol, that's gedulei karke, so a poil is permitted to eat. It has to be dumi de daish. Yotza hachoyle vahamigabein. But if a person is milking an animal, is making cheese. So this is not gedulei karke.
It has to be dum yedidayish.
So the Rebbeinu Tam says, so we have an often a Gemara. If you're learning out, if the criteria is Disha, so then there has to be in Gansen Daimet to Disha. And Disha was Mamish Gedule Karka, Haviyose Mina Karka. So Memele, so the Het Achil is also Dafke be Gedule Karka, and we're Memayet Hachoyle. So you see, Klo, when you need Mamish Gedule Karka, Hachoyle Ramagabun does not fall into the category of Gedule Karka, even though it's called Gedule Karka Gabi Maisa Shein. So Memele, so we're up to the Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. The Chasam Sofer wants to say a very interesting teret on the Tosfos Kasha. He wants to say as follows. He wants to say that, no, could be, a beim is also called Geduli Kalk. This was a very nice teret. The Rabbeinu Tam is the Kasha, a beim is called Geduli Kalk, so why doesn't the poil eat by Hachoyle v'amigabin? So he says as follows. He says, the animal is gedulei karka. The milk is not considered gedulei karka, but the animal is considered gedulei karka. So he says like this. If we're speaking about the melocha of chalive, so you're taking out milk from something that's gedulei karka. That's called mefarik. That's dum yedidisha. And he says, the milk is in the animal. I'm separating the milk from the animal, which is gedulei karka. So the melacha of Disha is that the dover hamakif, the psalus, has to be gedulei karka. An animal is called gedulei karka. Masha enken there the gemara in Aseicha, as the Pe'alma is speaking about, if you're allowed to drink the milk, you're not talking about the animal, you milked the cow already. Now the shayla is, are you allowed to drink the milk? Are you allowed to partake of the cheese? The milk and the cheese? The milk and the cheese is not gedulei karka. That's what the Chasam Sofer wants to for emphor Tosfos Kasha. Al Koponim, the Rabbeinu Tam did not like this teretz. So let us go further. So we have a problem. We have a Gemara Namatzniya that says that Choylev is Chayev Mishum Mefarik. And we have a Gemara in Soif Klal Godel that Disha is only Begeduli Kalk according to the Rabbonon. And if you say Mefarik is only Chayev al Tzteilta de Disha, so how can you be Mechayev? By Chaylev, there's no Gedulei Karka over there. V'deichik loyma de Bereise de Matzni, Yossi ki Rabbi Yudah de Polig l'kamon ad Rabbom. To say the Stam Bereise that says Chaylev is Chayev is going according to Rabbi Yudah, that's a deichik. It's because of this kasha, so the Rabbeinu Tam was Machadish Amir de Kechidish. The Nirel Rabbeinu Tam, that what the Gemara says, the Choylev Chayev Mishum Mefarik, Chayev, that Mefarik, the Mefarik, for some sense, is the Mefarik of our Gemara, he learned like Rashi, but it seems the Mefarik has a few taichim. The Mefarik of Choylev, Hainu Mishum Memachek, he's thinning out the dadim of the behemoth. The kshecholev memachei kesadad umachlikai. So that's the mefarik. There's a different iser in Gansen. The iser is not of being mavdil the milk from the behemoth. The iser is that is memachei kemachli kesadad. The ein nira l'ri. So the ri asks a bomba of akasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. The beperek chavis amrina, choylev adam l'seicha k'deira. A person is permitted in yontif to be choylev l'seicha k'deira into a pot that there's food in. Avoloi l'seicha k'ora. But he's not permitted to milk into a dish that there's no food in it. Now, how do we learn poshib shat in the Gemara? So poshib shat in the Gemara we learn as follows. That means that be'emesin mefarik is a teuda de disha. So if you'll take out a milk from the animal, that's called mefarik. I'm separating mashke from oichel. So that's called mefarik. So if when the milk comes out, immediately it gets dissolved in an oichel, So we consider ke'ilu he took out oichel from oichel. If he took out oichel from oichel, that's not called mefarik. But if he milked the cow into a pail when there's nothing in the pail, so he took out mashke from oichel. Mashke from oichel is called mefarik. You're separating one thing from one entity from another entity. Oichel from oichel is not called mefarik. Oichel from klipe, oichel from psalus is called mefarik. Mashke from oichel is called mefarik. But oichel from oichel is not called mefarik. That is how you learn pshat in the Gemara. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Iser is memachik es hadad, hishay meshamayim. It's a bomb of a makasha, so what's the chilek where the milk is going to? But you're memachik es hadad. Pilei ploy. So the Chassam Sofer wants to fahem for the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a mitzvah gdeilu liyashvay. So the Chassam Sofer says like this. That the Gemara in Chavis is speaking about Yontif. So he says, in Yontif, since one is permitted to eat the cow, Yilat HaShecht in Yontif, so the cow is a Teiris Oichel. It's not Mukte, it's an Oichel, it's an Oichel. So Memele, Rabbi Netam holds, Ein Memachik Ba'Oichlam. Just like by an oichel, there's no din memachik by oichelim. So here's a teiris oichel, so there's no yisim memachik. So it's memachik, something now what to talk about. Novo, so why do you need, you should be milk into a pail? We can behind the pail. He says, mi darabonon, it's also al tzdishin. Rabbi Netam only, he's choyel of l'seichak neire, so then it's not nire kedishin. If he's choyel of l'seichak kore, it is nire kedishin. The Gemara in Seif HaMatzniyah that says the Chaylev Chayev Mishum Mefarik is speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos, the Behemah, is not allowed to shech the Behemah, so it doesn't have a Teiris Oichel. So then there's an Isur Deraisa of Memachik. Then at Chassam Seif, when he says this Teretz, maybe Alam Nisus can say a better Teretz. I want to have a Zogna, maybe it's not a Psozeglatik, this Teretz, but Misha Data Yofik, it's a better test. But that's what he wants to say, Pshat and the Rabbeinu Tam. Like this is a Pella, Tais Viskash and the Rabbeinu Tam. Lepeirish HaKuntres Oshi Shape. According to Rashi, it's very good to understand the difference Chaylov L'Seichak Derech, Chaylov L'Seichak Kaore. The Mikor Shoye Bedadin Choshev Oichel. So it's called Oichel Mitoich Oichel. Like this, it's Oichel Mitoich Pseilis, Amashke Mitoich Oichel. So according to Rashi, it's very good. V'nir ezeh l'peirish ha-kuntres halochik Rabbi Yehuda. Taisvi says, David Rabbein Etam did not want to say that the Gemara in Sefer Matzniyah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, forget it, Rashi holds haloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mamela, so we lost all our problems. So if the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, so Mamela, you don't need Gedulei Kalke by Mefarik. Why? The Oma Beperik Afalpi, Rabbi Mereines. Rabbi Mereines said as follows. Goineach, a person who has problems, he's sick, this is not a Sakonis Nefoshes, but he's a Chayla Shein by Sakonis. So a goyneach is yoynik cholov b'Shabbos. He's allowed to be yoynik cholov from a behema in Shabbos. My time, it's not sakonis nefoshes. But he's yoynik. So mefarik la'ache yatu. That is not the derech that a person should be yoynik from a behema. Mefarik la'ache yatu. V'bemokim tzal le'gozru rabon. So Memela, if you look at this Gemara, the Gemara would seem as follows. The Gemara is saying that since he's this Tzar, and this is a Mefarik La'acha Yad, so why is it a Darabonon? Because it's a Mefarik La'acha Yad. So it's a Darabonon, Mokem Tzar, it goes to Rabonon. Why is this a Vudmi Mefarik La'acha Yad, we also mean a Teire? But since it's Mefarik Acha Yad, so it's also Midah Rabbanon, so Memele they were Meiko. So this whole Gemara only makes sense if you will say that Lalocha we Paskan like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need gedulei karke. So ba'etzem it will be a deraisa without a swarm of har kalachayat. But since it's kalachayat, so it's a darabon, a mokem sale gosu. But the ain nir aloima, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that we paskin like the Rabbonon, that you need gedulei karke, so why do you need the lomnes of mefar kalachayat? Samzi a darabonon. Because min ha-teire need gedulei karke. Ve'in nir aloima da'av le Rabbonon, osu mi da Rabbonon de merzik e mefarik, ve'av agav lo isir alo mi da Rabbonon lo isherah mishum di ketarti kalachayat b'mokim tza. But that's a doichik to say that according to the Rabbonon, you need two tzodim lahata. It's also because it's merzik and mefarik. And they wouldn't be matter. But since it's kelachayah, the mokim tzah, then they were matter. So you could say that, but it's a very big doichik to say this. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'ha-ma'amer, the tzir of ma'amer is that one gathers together peiris or tvue, and the Ritva says that this is davke b'mokem gidulon. That means if one is in a field and a lot of apples fell down from an apple tree, he just goes and gathers them together. He brings them together. There's no shayla of carrying. There's a fence around the field. This is an Isser D'Araisa of Ma'amir. That is gathering together the Peres B'mokem Gidulon. Omar Rove, Hayman Dekonef Milcha Mimilchese Chayev Mishum Ma'amir. Let us see what this is. So Rashi says, Dekonef Milcha B'milchese Shetzovar Melech Mimasreifo Ismayim. He gathered together salt from the place where they heat up the water. The metageminan charitze yame milchese. That the charitze yame is called milchese. What does the charitze yame mean? Shemamshich lesoichoi mayim min hayam. You made charitzim. You made grooves and indentations in the karke. And the water from the yam enters these charitzim. And since there's not so much water here, so the water evaporates. Vehinasin melach. So now you have salt. Vaisan charitz kori milchese. So if you'll take together now the salt and you bring it together in one pile, yechayiv mishum ma'amer shafu kema'asav b'shibolim. This is equivalent to the shibolim. And the Ritva says, this also is kemokim gidulam. That means the salt originated in this charitz. Is memela, you bring it together in this mokim, you're chayiv. This is what Rabba said. Nabayomar ein imur elo begidule karke. That the whole iser, the eraisa of imur, is only begidule karke. But la locha we paskin that Rabba is gerecht, that it's osa, but not chayiv. Rabbe held is that there's a din imor afelu shalai begidule karke. That's what Rabbe held, and Yochayev. And we paskin like a bayi, legabi chiyuv, there's no chiyuv. But mid Rabbonon, it is also to be konef milche, me milchese, because since it's mokim giduloi, so even though it's not gidule karke, it is also mid Rabbonon. Vahadosh, tone, it says in the Bereise, hadosh, Va'menafeit, kulo melocha achasein. They're all one melocha. Let us see Rashi. Ha'menafeit, pishton, begiv oilen. Now, pishton, begiv oilen means as follows. The pishton, the flax, grows on a stalk. It's a long stalk. The core of the stalk, the inside of the stalk, is a hard wood. The surrounding this hard wood, there are clusters of fibers of flax. And they surround the hard wood core. And then around that, there's a
small klipe which is around that. This is how the flax grows. There's a chemical pectin which attaches the flax fibers to the core. That is why the Gemara says that in order when they started doing anything, they used to soak the flax 12 days. The purpose of soaking the flax was that this gooey chemical which attached the flax fibers to the core should dissolve. So then they were able to separate. Then they were able to separate the flax fibers from the core. So Rashi says, "Aminafeitz." Either this was done with a combing process or a banging process. Pishton begiv oilim, or the Rishash's geir is pishton migiv oilim. Yemenafeitz the pishton from the giv oilim. It is very interesting. The Egle Tal brings down that he asked someone who works with pishton. He asked them, how does it look? So he told them that the Givoylem are inside, that the core is the Givoylem, and around the Givoyl is the Pishta. So the Egletal was Mole Simche. So this Yisoid we said before in Rashi, we were always under the impression that Mefarik is you take out something from its Levush, it's covered with something. And you're taking it out from its levush, that is the gedder of mafarek. So he said a shtik teira, we hear in the Rabban a shtik teira, if you're taking the tmorim from the machbedis, that's also called mafarek, even though it wasn't covered, it was attached to a dover machuba. So he found a metziah gedoyle in this rashni. Pishtim mi givoylem, the givoylem is in the inside, and the flax fibers are surrounding the givoylem. And you are separating the givoylem. You're separating the pishton from the gevoilim. Vachal pikein, so it's not surrounded with the psoilus. Fakat, it's mechuba to the psoilus. Vachal pikein, it's called mefarik. So you see that the gedder mefarik is your mefarik, the oichel from the psoilus ha-mechuba boy, afilo, if it's not surrounding it, but it's mechuba to it. One metziah he found. Vaminafek. And another tilde of dosh is menafet. Tzemer gefen bekeshes. A person is menafet tzemer gefen bekeshes. Kederech umnim. Let us explain for 1 minute how this keshes works. A keshes is a bow. Now how does a bow come to cotton? No, pshat is as follows. Everything's explained in Maise Oireg, so memele. That's how I can relate it to you. So it is as follows, that they used to take the cotton balls are fluffy cotton, and there are also seeds, there's cotton seed attached to the cotton balls. Now they want to separate the cotton seed from the cotton ball. The cotton seed is good for zupnik soil, and the cotton ball you need to make sweaters out of it. So they wanted to separate it. Now it's a very painstaking work to separate each cotton plant from the seed. So they put a large amount of cotton in the moke, and then they had a tremendous bow. And they pulled the string of the bow, and it started vibrating. And it started vibrating, so the cotton started flying. The vibration was sufficient to separate, and they did the kseider. The kseider vibrating the string of the bow, and the cotton was around it. So memela, the vibration, instead of bringing a washing machine into the room, it seems they didn't have that, so they used the bow. So kaponim, the bow vibrated the cotton, and that the vibrations separated the cotton from the cotton seed. So memela, let us see Narashi. Vamenafei, tzemer gefen bekeshes. You are separating the cotton bekeshes with a bow, kiderech umne. The tzemer gefen gedule kako. This is gedule kako. Lahochi kori nifut delay tilde the dosh. So this nifut is tilde the dosh. Shemefarek garinim mimenu. You mefarek the garinim mimenu. Now the Egle Tal over here what do you want to separate from what? So between you and me, the Lashon of Rashi would seem, Shemefarek garinim mimenu, you want to separate, it seems, the garinim from the cotton. That was the Derehitas Lashon of Rashi. So it seems he's interested in making cottonseed oil. That's his intent. So if you learn like that, so the Egletal says he assumes, he never saw a cotton plant either, but he assumes that the seed is on the bottom and it is surrounded by the cotton fluff, the cotton plant. That's how it is. So he says, so if you want to take the seed from the cotton, so that l'chayr is a normal dosh. Like, so we will assume that the cotton that's surrounding the seed is like the husks. He wants to take the seed out of the husks. So then it's a normal mafarik. He says, but between you and me, he says, he holds the nut, they don't want to take the cotton seed from the cotton. They want to take the cotton from the cotton seed. That's what they want to do. They weren't interested in making cotton seed oil. Some of the Ikam Alocha was, so even though Rashi Shemafari Garinim Imeno, Rashi really means you're taking the cotton from the Garinim. That's what Rashi means. So if you're taking the cotton from the Garinim, so he has Nacham Olaraya. So even though the cotton is not enclosed by the Garinim, the cotton is only attached to the Garinim, Rafal Pekin, it's called Mefarik. So these are the three Rayas that Egletal has, that the Belachas Mefarik is, even if something that's attached, it's Mechubo to a Psoilus, even though it's not Mukif from the Psoilus, but the detaching process falls into the gather of Mefarik. V'leikori leitodes Menafetz Ditzemer. This is no Shaiches with Menafetz Ditzemer. Because Menafetz Ditzemer is, we learned the Mishnah is, there he takes the locks of wool from the sheep, and he separates the fibers. That's Menafetz. So there's no two things. He's separating the fibers one from the other. But here we're speaking about Gedulei Karke. Gedulei Karke is Lamaisa, so then it falls into the category of Dosh, of Tilda the Dosh. That's why this is called a Tilda the Dosh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hazoire, haboirer, vaatoichen, vaamerakit. Frag the Gemara. Hainu zoire, hainu boirer, hainu merakit. Let us see what that means. Zog Rashi, hochi galsine. Hainu zoire, hainu boirer, hainu merakit. Hainu kemoi, hainu kloima. The mavud lo tana de masnisin litlas. The tana divided it into three categories. They're all one purpose. The mafresh oichel min apseilus. Your mafresh oichel min apseilus. So memelus. So why is it three ovis and your chayiv three kabonis? So the Gemara answers kol milse da havia b'mishkin. Since all these three were in the Mishkan, Afal Gav de Ike de Dom Yelo Choshev Lo. That even though one is similar to the other, let us see Rashi. Afal Gav de Ike Achrite Bahada de Dom Yelo Choshvino le Tavayu ke Ovis. Each one is called an Ov. Afal Gav de Chodanino. Even though each one is similar, but it's Chod. Now, to understand a little better what Rashi is saying, let us see Taisvis. Aval gav de ike de dam yelo choshev. It wasn't the Mishkin, so it's choshev. Like Taisves, v'hod aloi choshev shoveit u'medagdek. So Taisves says, now if you're saying such a klal that every meloche that was in the Mishkan is, even though it's similar, it was the Mishkan, so it's a b'zunderah. So Taisa says, I have another two of us. Shoivet and Medagdek. Now let us for 1 minute explain what is Shoivet and what is Medagdek. Shoivet is when Mesach is, they arrange the chuti hashesi. They arrange the chutim, the vertical chutim of a beggar, that's the chuti hashesi. They arranged it on the mareches, the chutim. Now, many times these chutim overlapped or were not straight, so they used to bang these chutim to straighten them up. That is called shoivet. So this was a process in Meleches Mesach. That means in order to ensure that the chutei hashesi should be in the right order, that you used to bang them, that put them in its place. That's Shavit. Medagdek was with the Chutei Ha'orev. That means after they started weaving with the Chutei Ha'orev, so the rows of Orev, they pushed down that it should become a Beged, that was with a Keli, was called Akiris, this pushed down the Chutei Ha'orev, that one should be next to the other, one should be close one to the other. So this was a part of Arige. That means Mesech is the Seder of the Chutei Ashesi, and in order to complete the Seder, there was Melechus Medagdek, and Melechus Shavet, and Medagdek was to ensure that the Melechus Arige, which was the weaving process, they brought together the rows of the Chutei Ha'orev together, and that's Medagdek. So they were in the Mishkan. So Taisvah says, Lafishem Legamri Bechlam Mesach Va'irik. So Taisvah says, that is the Melocha of Mesach Va'irik. Mesach means to make the Chutei Ha'shesi. So this process of Shavit is, I'm ensuring that the Chutei Ha'shesi should be Bim Kaima. The oireg is the weaving process. So for kelt, you have to, the weaving is not only weaving the chutei ha'orev through the chassis, weaving is also pushing the rows of orev together. The loichoshiv nami menafetz. Menafetz was by Pishton. Avagav shebe mishkanoi menafetzim Pishton lasa shiris v'shadvom mishum dahainu dosh mamish. This is dosh. Elo shezebe tvur v'zebe Pishton. Now, in order to appreciate what Taisvis is saying, and Bekevega sent us to a Rashi, Dafayin Hayomid Beis, and Rashi explains the Tatsachmir a little bit more clearly. The last three Rashis before the Mishnah. Shaivet Hareyu Bechlal Mesach. Vahainu Mesach Mamish. This is Mamish Meleches Mesach. Shem Misada Chutei Hashesi. He's being Misada the Chutei Hashesi. So there are different pulas which are done in order to ensure that the Chutei Hashesi are Misuda. This is Mesach. Medagdek Areihu Eirig. Dahaino Eirig Mamish. This is weaving. This is weaving. Weaving is, this is part of the weaving process. V'leidomi lezoirer uboirer umerakeit tezeh bekashin v'zeh betzreireis v'zeh bekemach. So here Rashi says, Amoyre de Kizach, the Rishenema explained this. That means you need, that is true, zoirer, boirer, umerakeit are all processes of purification. You're purifying the end product. But it is different processes and you're purifying it from different elements. And all three are necessary to end up with a finished product. That means, so first you have to be zoire to get rid of the kashin. Then you have to be boire to get rid of the tzchayres. And then you have to be merakid by the kemach to get rid of the mulsum, to get rid of the bran. So it means there are different impurities which have to be taken out at different times in different eifanim from the chita in order it should become kemach at the end. So lemaise, so you need each purification process to take care of a different impurity. So mameil, these are three different melachos. Tzadayishpul. Menafetz is dosh. That means your menafetz pishtin, your dosh tvur. So you're doing the same thing. Now this is in this product, this is in this process. You're doing mamish the same thing. Here I'm doing three different things. Before I was getting rid of the kashin. Now I'm not getting rid of the kashim. I'm getting rid of the process before. There was other things there before I wasn't getting rid of it. Before I was getting rid of a certain type of soilus. Now I'm getting rid of a second type of soilus, and then later I'm getting rid of a third type of soilus. So memeila, this is three bazundere necessary processes, and since they all were in the Mishkan, so memeila, they are each are considered an of bifnei atzmai.